well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Coming to from the hills are a looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, and today, well, this evening, for this next hour, the opinions are going to be those of you out there in the listening audience, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. So I thought maybe we'd start out this evening talking about Iran. I had a fascinating conversation with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, formerly Undersecretary of the Treasury during the Reagan administration. I guess it was just yesterday. And we were talking about Iran. And certainly you watch television, and of course you know, because you are an informed person, you watch television, or maybe you read Newsweek or Time magazine, and it's very obvious the Iranian election was stolen by the wicked people who back up Prime Minister Ahmadinejad, and of course that's why the people are demonstrating out in the streets, and that's why of course they're shooting people, and that's why they shot this really beautiful Iranian woman, and you saw pictures of her on the front page of the New York Times and over and over and over again on television. But the question is it true? Are we seeing the truth laid out there? And of course I would like to suggest that if you watch television and you read the newspapers and the news magazines in the United States, you are obviously misinformed because they're not telling you the truth. Now, if you don't read them, you're uninformed. If you read them, you're misinformed because there's an organized effort to control the reality of the American people. And the truth of the matter is that there was a vote in Congress, I think it was 434-1, members of Congress condemning the Iranian government for stealing the election and opposing the demonstrations of the people who want their votes to count. There was one person who got up and said, we don't know what's going on over there. Why are we making a resolution to condemn the Iranian government? And of course, the truth of the matter is, we don't know what's going on there. All we know is what we read in the newspapers and what we see on television. And the truth of the matter is that there's a Washington Post article we have. 2 weeks before the election, there was a poll of 1,000 people. And of course, apparently, as far as we can tell, it was an honest poll. And Ahmadinejad was going to get twice as many votes as his closest competitor, Mousavi. He was going to get, I think, about 34% of the vote. 34% of the people were going to vote for him. Only 14 or 15% were going to vote for Mousavi. And, of course, the rest were going to vote for other people or undecided. But certainly the vast majority of the people supported Ahmadinejad. Why do they support Ahmadinejad? Because he speaks out against America. After all, everybody in Iran knows that they had a democratically elected government in 1953 and the CIA overthrew it. And then, of course, we installed the Shah, who tortured people, and we supported him, we backed him. He tortured people and killed people, and he was a ruthless tyrant. He was a tyrant. He maybe not have been as brutal as some other tyrants, but he was still a tyrant, and they tortured people who opposed them, and we, of course, gave his people the training so they could be more effective in their torturing. And then we overthrew him, and we brought the mullahs to power, and a lot of people don't like the mullahs, but a lot of them do because they, Muslims, they want a theocracy. And Ahmadinejad stood up against America, and of course, his opponent, Mousavi, was known as the Butcher of Beirut. He was responsible for the murder of the American servicemen there, and, of course, the bombing of the American embassy in 1983, but you'll never hear that mentioned. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to get to Well, let's go to Kent, who's calling us from West Virginia. Hi, Kent. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Kent. I agree with you. I mean, I don't believe that they murdered Miss Iran. You know, that's just unbelievable how the lovely lady's glamour shot showed up so quickly and everything, you know. I think that's sort of a fake thing, but
well, no, I think she was probably shot. But the question is, why would the Iranian shoot her? You know, that would only turn people against them. But what people have missed entirely in this discussion is that, and you can find this up on the internet, that the President Bush appropriated over $400 million a couple of years ago to give to the CIA to destabilize the Iranian government. And what did they do? Why, we hired a group of terrorists and thugs who went around killing people and assassinating people and blowing up mosques to try to destabilize the Iranian government. Now, certainly the Iranians are well aware of that. In fact, they said, you know, these street demonstrations were caused by the United States. And the people of Iran know that we are interfering in their government. How would we feel if the Chinese, say, were to put up $400 million to destabilize the government in Washington, D.C.? We would be incensed. And the Iranian people are as well. We don't know who shot this woman. Was it one of the terrorists that we financed? Because we did finance terrorists, and you can get it all up on the internet if you want to look it up, Kent. And how can you justify hiring terrorists to try to destabilize a government?
I saw on television, I really don't know what, but they showed a picture of a guy marching with the street. Now, he had a printed sign, like a machine-printed sign, and it said, "I am Nita," like, oh, trying to identify with this lady. So anyway, that's
it. Yeah, because I bet it was printed in English, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Why would the people in Iran, in Tehran, be marching up and down with signs that are printed in English? This is all for the American public. It has nothing to do with the Iranian people. A lot of them don't even know what their sign says. A lot of them are paid to carry the signs. A lot of them are paid to be out on the streets.
Yeah.
But the question is, who's paying them?
Yeah, well, I think we all know. I was fascinated by Dr. Roberts's conversation yesterday. Unfortunately, the last half of it didn't come over on shortly.
And I apologize. We've tried to track down and find out what happened, but we do. I wonder why it didn't come over, because it didn't come over on the internet either, and that was obviously from Genesis, and they don't know why it didn't come over. Maybe it was just the gremlins. But it is available. If you have access in the internet, it is available. It'll be posted every about 6 weeks.
And he was saying that this Mousavi, why would the United States back Mousavi?
Hold that thought. Kent will be right back. This is Dr. Stan, and of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we have Kent on the line calling from West Virginia. He heard the program, the interview we did with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts yesterday, and of course he commented that somewhere about 20 minutes to 30 minutes into the program, suddenly the shortwave broadcast is turned off, and other people have told us the internet broadcast turned off. Now, this obviously had to do with Genesis. Genesis had no idea why that happened. And I suggested that maybe the gremlins were there. Maybe the gremlins didn't want you to hear what Dr. Roberts said, but what he really said was quite true. And that is, as Kent just had brought up, why, of course, Mousavi, and you've heard about Mousavi. He was the choice of the people. He was the fellow that really should have won the election. Of course, in the pre-election polls, he only had half as many votes as Ahmadinejad. But actually, the truth of the matter is Mousavi, who was the major runner-up in the election, was known as the butcher of Beirut. Now, what does that mean? Well, there's an article in the Congressional Quarterly by Jeff Stein that pointed out Mousavi was the prime minister of Iran all during the 1980s, and he was the one who was responsible for the Hezbollah attack on the American embassy in Beirut, which killed a lot of Americans, and then for the Hezbollah attack on the American Marine barracks in Beirut that killed 241 Marines. Mousavi, the man that is being backed by our government today, was known as the butcher of Beirut because, of course, he was responsible for the attack on Americans. But you're not going to hear that from Time magazine or Newsweek magazine or U.S. News and World Report or ABC or CBS or NBC or CNN, or the mass media is not going to tell you that the man being championed by our government as having won the election, which I don't think he did, was also known as the Butcher of Beirut because of his murder of so many Americans. And where is the outcry from our media against this man? Why, it's deafening in its silence. Well, my telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Kent.
I think, Dr. Stan, that's very telling, because I thought last night is how diabolical these people are. You're not hearing it now, but they actually would probably want him to get elected, and then immediately he was elected, you would hear this outcry, and then, of course, what would we have to do, Dr. Stan? We just have to go in there and get him.
Well, I think that Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was probably correct as he looked and saw this whole demonstrations, what we're seeing day after day about the oppression of the people there in Tehran and in Iran, is all staged by the American government. The American government had put up $400 million to hire terrorists to destabilize the Iranian government. Now, if you find that difficult to believe, simply go to your search engine and type in CIA $400 million destabilize Iran. You'll find out that we hired terrorists to go into that country to destabilize the government of Iran. That is a violation of all law. Remember, we brought the mullahs to power in 79. We backed the mullahs. We supplied them with their secret police and trained their secret police. And now we're trying to destabilize them. And the question is, why? How do you make any sense out of this? And, of course, it was Paul Craig Roberts' contention. And I really fear he's right. That what you're doing is priming the American people to hate the Iranian government. The wicked Iranian government. We're going to have to do something. Can we really allow these wicked mullahs to have nuclear weapons? Of course, the Atomic Energy Commission says that they don't have any nuclear weapons. They're not working on nuclear weapons. The Central Intelligence Agency came up with a report last year that said that certainly it would be many years before they could even produce a nuclear weapon, and there was no evidence they were trying to produce nuclear weapons. But that doesn't really matter, because the people who control the media want a war with Iran. And now we can point to Iran and say, oh, shucks, we really don't want to have to have another war, but we're going to have to do something. We can't trust those Iranians. They'll have nuclear weapons any time, and next thing you know, they're going to be bombing New York. And so we're just going to have a war with Iran. And, of course, the implications would be frightening, because Iran is not a second-class country like Iraq was. I mean, we'd been at war with Iraq for 15 years. They didn't have a military, or they didn't have an air force. They didn't have much of anything. I mean, we'd been bombing them constantly for 10 years before we attacked, so they wouldn't be able to resist. But Iran isn't the same thing. And they could certainly close the Straits of Hormuz and interrupt the supply of oil to Europe and certainly aggravate this recession that, of course, really threatens the stability of the entire civilized world. So go right ahead, Kent. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so of course, we had to go and get Saddam, who I think was known as the Butcher of Baghdad. And so if they put this Mousavi in there, obviously we'd have to go, and that would be the final peace. We'd have to go in and invade and capture the Butcher of Beirut.
Well, I don't think that we're going to do that. They're not going to tell the American people that the man the government is backing was the Butcher of Beirut. No, I believe that Ahmadinejad is going to take power. But remember, Ahmadinejad is only a figurehead. The president has no power. The power is held by the mullahs, and he is simply there at their discretion. And everybody who is allowed to run for the presidency has to have certainly the acceptance of the mullahs. And they were willing to go with Mousavi. They were willing to go with other candidates. But there were a number of people who'd like to have run for that office, and they just weren't allowed to run. You have a theocracy. They tell you who can run, who can't run. It's all make-believe to give a facade of democracy anyway, and representative government. The power rests with the mullahs there. They have a theocracy, and it was installed by the American CIA back in 1979, and now, of course, I believe we're going to use that as a justification for going to war. After all, those terrible mullahs, and everybody's forgotten, we put them in power in 1979. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Maybe you disagree out there. I'd love to know what you think. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Ken.
Well, I'll just conclude by saying it sounds like the Mullahs are the equivalent of our CFR.
Well, they may be a lot more moral than our CFR people. Our CFR people are subversive element within our nation who want to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and merges into a world government. The CFR was founded in 1921 as a front for a secret society created by Cecil Rhodes in 1891. It's all covered in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. At least the mullahs want to preserve their nation. Our leaders don't. They want to destroy our nation and use the wealth and the military power of the United States to plunge the world into financial chaos and military chaos, and out of the ashes of the coming war in the Middle East and out of the ashes of the financial chaos they're going to bring about, they hope to bring about their world government. And of course, many of the members of the CFR don't understand the spiritual implications of what's happening. But with that one world government will come the one world leader who's prophesied in the Bible.
And for some reason, I saw Cecil Rhodes in a dictionary one time. I believe he died at the age of 48 or 49, and he certainly did a lot of damage in a short life, didn't he?
He certainly did. He died in 1902, and probably he was a homosexual. Everything would point in that direction. Doesn't necessarily mean that because he was... he really, of course, had a warped attitude, and with so many homosexuals, they're susceptible to spiritual attack because, of course, what they do is a revolt against God, and he certainly was in revolt against God. In fact, his whole organization, his whole effort to bring about a world government was deeply involved in the occult. Certainly, he was a Mason. He had sworn the oath that the Masons swear to seek for the light. His right-hand man, Lord Milner, was into the occult. His number three man was a named William Stead, a publisher of something called the Review of Reviews. He was into spiritualism and theosophy. We know about the secret society because Stead was actually thrown out of the secret society because he opposed the Boer War. He thought that the Boer War was entirely wrong and immoral, and it was. And so at least William Stead wrote about the secret society, and we have his diary where he even tells how the whole secret society was organized. And he wrote about it in his magazine, Review of Reviews, and in his book, The Last Will and Testament of Cecil John Rhodes. So we're indebted to this man, William Stead, because he exposed the background of the secret society, which formed a number of front organizations, and one of those front organizations, two or three generations down the line, came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations, which was the invisible government of the United States until 1973, when the Trilateral Commission, also headed by David Rockefeller. David Rockefeller is the permanent or honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, having served for 15 years as the vice chairman, 15 years as the chairman, and then now as the honorary chairman of the CFR. But David Rockefeller organized the Trilateral Commission to involve the whole world in his plan to bring about the one world government, and I believe for the coming one world leader. I think David Rockefeller understands, after all, why would they have selected a logo which has in the center of it an upside down broken cross. Anything else, Kent, you'd like to say?
No, thanks a lot, Dr. Stanley.
Hey, well, thank you so very much for calling. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Why should we be concerned about a war with Iran? Because it will bring terrible economic suffering to the people of the Middle East. It will bring economic suffering to the people of Europe because it should interfere with the oil supply to Europe. But of course it's going to bring problems here in America because the Persian people will retaliate against America, unlike the Iranians, and I think we would be in for a very, very difficult time. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've certainly been talking about the tragic situation that is existing in Iran as we see these demonstrations, and we know the government, our government, has actually been...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Educated up there, he says that an awful lot of people don't want to hear what he has to say. Well, Doug, don't get concerned. I mean, it's going to take a while, but your job is not to convince them. Your job is to tell them what's going on. Maybe somebody else will come along and tell them that, or maybe they'll see something on television that will make what you have said ring true to them. Or maybe God will touch their hearts. Our job is not to win this battle. This is God's battle. We are called to do our best. And isn't it wonderful to feel that we're on God's side?
Yeah, but I just don't know what I should do. you know, I accepted Christ in my life when I was 15 years old, and of course I haven't always been on the right path. I'm human, but, you know, I've lately been reading, I mean, for the last year, really got into my Bible, trying to figure things out. It's almost impossible to figure it out, I know that, but, you know, just trying to figure out what I should do. And like I was saying, I think money is the root of all evil, and money and greed are behind what's happening in our world today, and Satan's using those things to...
It is the love. It's not the money. It's not the money, Doug. It's the love of money. It is the obsession
with money.
No, I know.
Greed. Yeah, the greed.
Right.
Greed is the root of all evil. I mean, I've done well for myself. I've got three different businesses, and I'm an entrepreneur, and I've never really, I've got friends that actually, you sit there and watch them hoard their money, and they count it every day. And, you know, it's just like, what are you doing? If you've got enough money to do what you need to do in life and to feed your family and to do what you need to do business-wise, that's what's important. And it's not hoarding the money to, you know, to see how much that you can save up and this and that, count it every day. I mean, you know, I'm trying to take my worthless dollars and buy gold and silver if I can. You know, guns, ammo, food. It's just crazy what I'm doing. I'm a straight thinking individual. I've got two children that I love very much, my wife, and you know, I just never thought I'd see myself doing the extreme things that I'm doing.
Well, you're not doing the extreme things. You're doing what are the logical things, because we're looking at the collapse of our economy, and that's exactly what the people on the other side want. You look at the advent of chaos in America, and that's exactly what the people are planning here. And you've got to be able to look after yourself if you're going to be able to help your family and help others. But also what you're doing, and Chris Doug had told us earlier, that he is actually has a copy of a video named The Money Masters, called The Money Masters. It's put out by our friend Will Still. An excellent DVD, and he wants to show it in a theater up there, and that's a great thing to do. But ask the people to at least pass a hat and ask them to contribute. Tell them they can come for nothing, but then ask them to contribute to defray your expenses. Don't take it all under yourself. That way you're going to be able to perhaps show it again.
Oh yeah,
your job,
you know,
is to just.
I mean, it's totally nonprofit, and sure. You know, we're going to accept donations to continue it. And then what I'd like to do is go to other cities locally. I mean, where I'm in Washington State, go to other smaller cities locally and show this to people and educate people. Because I tell you what, I watched that video, and in layman's terms, it filled in all the gaps for me that I had about the Federal Reserve and fractional reserve banking. And I tell you, once you get done watching that, you're mad. You're angry about what's going on. And I just really want people to wake up, because I tell you what, everybody that I talk to every day, I try and talk to them about this. And I almost feel like I sound like a broken record, but I'm trying to educate as many people as I can to wake up and smell the coffee, because what's happening is not good. I'm watching these things that they're passing through the Senate and Congress unconstitutionally, and it's moving so fast right now. I'm watching it happen, and but really, to tell you the truth, it's kind of an interesting time to be alive, because we're actually watching these things happen. And I mean, it's going to happen in my lifetime. Christ will come back for the second time, and it's just amazing to see it unfold. But at the same time, you know, it's scary as well, because I'm thinking about my kids and my family.
Well, I think we are called upon to do our best. And of course, just learn how to talk to people without being emotional. Ask them questions. Ask them what's going to happen if this sudden recession goes on for another 10 years. I mean, what do you think is going to happen to all these people who lose their homes? What's going to happen, you know, when they come and they tell you have to take a vaccination for a non-existent threat of are you going to take the vaccination? And they'll say, well, you know, why shouldn't I? And then we'll just point out that they put things into the vaccines in the past to take away women's fertility, to spread the AIDS epidemic, to create cancer. Oh, you haven't heard of these things. And then use that as an opportunity. Doug, you got to learn how to approach people, and don't get discouraged. Hey, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we've got Mark calling in from Florence, Oregon. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Dr. Stan. You sound great. I've been away for a bit, so I haven't been able to tune in regularly to the show as I'd like to. But, in fact, I just came on your show tonight about a half hour after it began. So if I'm redundant to anything that you've covered, please interrupt me. But I didn't know if you were aware, Dr. Stan, that Ron Paul's sources, Congressman Ron Paul, his sources within government, as well as Bob Chapman's sources in government, have reported to these gentlemen that all U.S. embassies throughout the world have been notified to exchange their American currency, which they hold for their embassy operation, into the currency of the country in which you're situated, due to the fact they're being told that there is a bank holiday coinciding with the collapse of the U.S. dollar, which will be occurring in the month of September.
And I don't know that it's going to be the collapse of the dollar. I've heard this story from Bob Chapman. I know that Harry Schultz has picked the story up. I did not know that Ron Paul had. Have you actually read this on Ron Paul's website?
That was reported by Alex Jones this morning on his show.
Well, maybe then Alex is usually very accurate. I think that something is going to happen here. Perhaps it'll be in September. All we know is that this is a rumor that's out there, but I do not believe the dollar is going to collapse by September. So I think that we have to be very careful. But certainly, are they going to try to get us to forcibly take an influenza vaccine? Are they going to create another epidemic? They have done this in the past. They created the AIDS epidemic, and certainly they're perpetuating the malaria epidemic, and certainly they have actually done other things to actually create diseases. Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Mark calling from Florence, Oregon, and he said that Alex Jones had announced this morning that Ron Paul had picked up on a story that Bob Chapman had circulated several weeks ago, and incidentally, this was picked up by Harry Schultz in Switzerland and circulated to his people. And we don't know whether it all started one place and everybody else is picking up the story. There's other sources of information. But supposedly the American embassies throughout the world have been told to begin, of course, buying local currencies, so they will have local currencies there because something big is going to happen in September. Mark is suggesting it's a collapse of the American dollar. I don't believe the dollar is going to collapse by September, but I think that we may be in for something. Certainly they're spending a lot of time and effort to try to convince us there's going to be this terrible, deadly swine flu epidemic that has, of course, killed 174 people all throughout the world over the last couple of months. I would simply point out that 174 people die every day of malaria unnecessarily because we've restricted the use of DDT, and now we're going to outlaw its manufacture. They're not worried about 174 people dying a day. I mean, thousands die every day of AIDS throughout the world, and they're effectively, the World Health Organization is blocking efforts to use standard and effective public health techniques to stop the spread of this terrible disease. So why all this concern about an epidemic that's killed 174 people, most of whom have some sort of a chronic illness? And obviously it is a propaganda program to prepare us perhaps for forced vaccination. And what we need, of course, is for the American people to say, we're not going to go along with this. And you out there in the audience have an obligation to begin talking to people about vaccines and how they've been used to spread disease in the past. The first polio vaccine, the initial polio vaccine, had a cancer virus in it, and they knew that, and they continued to disseminate it throughout the world. How can you verify that? By a book put out by the National Institute of Health called The Health Century by Edward Shorter. And you get that on the Internet or certainly on Amazon, or get it to your local store, or we'll send you the pages from the book. We know that they put a pregnancy vaccine, a chorionatotropin, in the vaccine that was given to women all throughout the world so they'd abort their children. We know that recently Baxter put the H5N1 deadly avian flu virus into their vaccine and made up hundreds of millions of doses of it, and they would have killed millions of people if they hadn't discovered it. We're talking within the last month or two. And what did they do to Baxter? Why, they gave him a contract to make another vaccine to give to every American and everybody in the world to prevent us from getting swine flu. Well, anyway, Chris, I don't know what's going to happen, Mark, but I think something may happen, but I doubt it'll be the collapse of the dollar. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, Dr. Stanley, the information is that a bank holiday is mentioned as going to occur in September, so
maybe that's what it would be, but I doubt it'll be a collapse of the dollar.
Right.
There may be we may be having real problems. I mean, certainly everything they're doing is making the financial situation worse. More people are losing their jobs. More people are losing their homes. More businesses are closing. And so certainly everything that President Obama is doing is undermining the very fabric of our financial system. And he wants to give the Federal Reserve System, which created this problem in concert with the major banks, the ability to regulate every financial institution in the country, and none of this makes any sense unless you understand there's a little clique, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, that is running everything. They run the Fed, they run the Treasury Department, they run the FDIC, they run Goldman Sachs, they run J.P. Morgan Chase, they run Citigroup, and if you haven't got your copy of the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, everybody should have that. And once you have the membership list, you'll find that Timothy Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, he is a member of the Trilateral Commission. There's only 87 of them. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a member of the Bilderbergers, a member of the Group of 30, and there's only 30 of these people. They run the finances of the world. And, of course, Paul Volcker is pretty much the same. Hillary Sumner is not Trilateral Commission. But these are the three major advisors to President Obama, major financial advisors. He is controlled by the very people who created the problem to begin with. Once people understand there's a cabal out there that runs our government, and it was formed to take over control of our government, and it has. And if you haven't seen the material that certainly that Pat Wood has up on his website at augustreview.org, or that we've repeated in our newsletters and then in our talk on the financial Armageddon, once people understand there's a little group that created this whole thing, it's not imaginary, it's very real, and these people intend to destroy this country, once you understand that, it all makes sense.
Dr. Stan?
Right, go ahead.
Yeah, one other recent development I just wanted to quickly mention to you that you may or may not be aware of is that the government of Canada has announced that there will be a vaccination program mandatory for all of the Canadian people. I don't know how immediately mandatory it will be, whether it will be a hard sell or a soft sell on the implementation of that. They are planning on vaccinating, and this has been announced to the Canadian population, the whole population. They're planning to vaccinate the whole population, 25 million people plus of Canada. And they're planning, it's announced, that they're going to actually even beyond gymnasiums and auditoriums in their public schools, which will be used for vaccination centers, that they're going to go after the younger Canadians who may not be through their being informed, may not be really willing to take the vaccination. They're actually going to set up vaccination kiosks outside of bars and be vaccinating people, you know, in the wee hours of the morning as they leave the bars. So
what we need to do, of course, Mark, is to have a major program to can tell the American people, you've just got to say no, you can put me in prison, but I will fight you if you try to force me to take a vaccine, because vaccines are neither safe nor effective. And if you wanted to, and what we need to do is get the truth out about vaccines. So we need a massive program. If you have a chance, go to my website and listen to our afternoon program today, our 4 o'clock program with Joyce Riley. We discuss that issue. She has some great ideas, and we need a massive propaganda campaign, and we're going to be emphasizing that. People have to understand that vaccines are not safe. They are not effective. Oh, yes, polio vaccine was wonderful, but they put a cancer virus in it. And immediately after that, the incidence of cancer started to skyrocket, and they knew it was in there, and they continued to disseminate it. And as I mentioned earlier, the story is told by the NIH in their book, The Health Century by Edward Shorter. So you've got to help us get the information out, Mark, and we need to get it out to our brethren up in Canada. And if enough people say, no, they can't do it, the only way that this small evil cabal can do anything and carry out their evil purposes, if the people go along with it, our job is to educate them and educate them in a hurry, because time's running out for America.
I concur 100%, Dr. Stan, and I'll be in close touch. And I just wanted to mention real quick, I'm a little behind on my mailings, but I spoke with Barb when she was the call screener one time, I believe it was, about 5 or 6 weeks ago, and told her I wanted to just send y'all something that's rather precious to me that you can have to enjoy, just a little gift, just out of my appreciation for all of your fine work through the years.
Well, God bless you, Mark. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Paul, who's calling from Oklahoma. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you'd like to talk about, well, anything you want to talk about, it's open lines. That's what's wonderful about it. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Nice, sir. Thank you very much. I'd like to tell a quick story about going to the Tulsa Public Library.
Okay, go ahead.
I brought the movie. I donate quite a bit of movies down there that are children's movies, you know, Disney movies, all kind of different movies like this. And I brought one down there. One day I brought down a Legend of Sasquatch movie. It was a children's cartoon. And I brought the Dark Secrets of Bohemian Grove. And I donated them to put into their library. And they told me that they would both be put in there in 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, I saw the cartoon in there, and I asked them about the movie. All the people there said that they didn't know anything about the movie, and that 4 people have to watch the movie before it can be put inside the lending library. So I waited another 2 weeks, and then I waited another 2 weeks, and then they told me that they're not going to put the movie in there, and that they're going to put the movie out in a sale once a year they have a sale for stuff that people donate. So I started looking through the movies to see if, you know, maybe there's something on Bohemian Grove that was offensive that they wouldn't be able to watch. And they have Kill Bill, you know, they have lots of rated R movies that with lots of things in it. So it was just obvious that they intentionally did not put the movie in there, which is obviously a documentary, because of who was on the movie and what they were showing.
Well, I think you have to understand, Paul, that there really is a brotherhood of darkness out there. They have their agents in every level of our government. For our listeners out there, The Secrets of the Bohemian Grove, put together by Alex Jones, tells about the occult organization. The Bohemian Grove, you'll actually see the pictures of the leaders of our country and their robes and their hoods and their candles and their chants and having their feigned human sacrifice in front of a 40-foot owl god. And, of course, this is a replica of Moloch. We have their publications where they talk about how they revere the owl. Well, the owl, of course, is Moloch, the ancient depiction of Lucifer, of the evil one. And so, basically, I could see why the last thing that the public library would want would be for the American people to know the truth. Believe me, they're working in our universities, they're working with our media, they're working within our government. People they do not want the public to learn about the occult brotherhoods.
I would like to say, though, that I'm not going to mention the library, but I have known other libraries, and people could try to do this. I haven't tried to put any of your movies in there, which they may or may not, but I know that I've gotten some movies by David Barton that were put into the library before.
Oh, what David Barton says is fine, but he's never going to talk about the occult background. He will talk about the Christian history of America, but he will never talk about the occult background that existed at the same time, because there were 2 forces in America when we were founded. One was the Christian, and that's all right to talk about. but don't you dare mention the fact that there were secret societies that were here in the United States trying to take control of our government so they could bring about a world government at this time in history.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Thanks very much, Paul. Okay, fine. Well, that's interesting. And this, of course, is what you find out when you begin to try to expose what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I will mention simply it was about, 6-8 weeks ago when I was contacted by one of the largest radio programs in the United States, a call-in program. Well, I'll mention it was the George Norrie program, and they wanted to know about something. I'd call them about it, and they interviewed me. They had all the questions asked. They were all set. I was to be on 11:30 or 11 o'clock that night, and you'd never guess what happened. At about 5 o'clock in the evening, we got a call and said, don't call us, we'll call you, we've made other arrangements. And the reason, of course, is because I will tell you what George Norrie and the others will never tell you about the secret societies. And they talk about secret societies, but they never really first get into the true nature of the spiritual battle that is taking place. This spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And you can't understand the Council on Foreign Relations. You can talk about it all you want to till you're blue in the face, but until you understand it came out of the occult, and the Cecil Rhodes and Lord Milner and certainly William Stead, who were three of the four original founders of the Council on Foreign Relations, came from the occult. And then, of course, at the next tier of the organization, the people from societies for psychical research were there. They were all involved in the occult. And what was their goal? To bring about a world government. And that has been the goal of the secret societies and the mystery religions since the dawn of civilization. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295, open line Wednesday. Love to hear from you. And we've got Tony calling from Spokane. Hi, Tony. How you doing?
Oh, good evening, Dr. Stan. I was just talking to your call screener, Jeannie, and a lot of people don't realize that in Canada, they're still stuck in the middle of winter. This is like the first time that anybody could ever remember that winter is not going away in Canada.
Well, this is the perfect example of climate change produced by global warming. I mean, global warming produces climate change, and it gets cold and colder and colder. Don't you understand that?
Yeah, well, I guess, and the migratory birds now, they can't breathe because it's too darn cold. Everybody's wondering where Al Gore is.
Well, you know, of course, Tony, as you know, why, of course, recently, in the last 5 years, we've actually moved into a cycle of global cooling, and the sunspot activity and the storms on the sun have simply seemed to have abated, and that is why the world is actually cooling. But you wouldn't expect them to let the American people know that, because they have to use this charade so they can get in their carbon caps and carbon credits, and basically, of course, this is really all about the destruction of the manufacturing base of this country and driving up the cost of electricity and power so high that the rest of the factories we have will have to move offshore to other countries, because other countries like China and India and the really great polluters, you know, they're not covered by this, and they're not going to have to limit their pollution. So really, of course, why is it all right for them to pollute and us not to? We have some of the cleanest air in the entire world right here in the United States, but they're never going to tell the American people that.
Well, you're exactly right about the sunspots. I mean, we've been in a cooling trend now for 3 years, and I guess even this year there's really not a whole lot of sunspot activity going on. But what I wanted to ask you about is something that I haven't heard too much covered, like even like on Alex Jones or Joyce Riley or yourself. But is anybody asking, besides myself, and looking for answers as to why our wonderful government, and I have a comment on this, has spent around $8 billion to make sure that everyone has their constitutional right to a high-definition TV?
Well, I'll tell you what, we live in a world gone mad. Maybe you can tell me why this is, doesn't make any sense. I've talked to people who actually looked in those little boxes. They can't find any microphones or any video cabinets in there to watch us. That some people have suggested that was the case, but I haven't found any evidence of it. So when we get back, maybe you can explain to me why they're so interested in having high-definition television in every nation, every home of the country. Go right ahead, Tony.
Oh, well, if anyone out there cares to Google this name, A, capital letter A, True.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866.
I bought this several months ago. Anyway, it says the original Farmer's Almanac. It says cold, snow, hurricanes blow, and then it says global cooling. And when you look inside, and they have a graph where they say that we went into a new solar cycle last year, or in 2008. And anyway, they show graphs going all the way back to the early the late 1800s on up through the 1900s. And showing all your different solar cycles. But anyway, like I say, their headline is global cooling. And they show how there's been global cooling, global warming, and all this stuff, you know.
And I believe you're absolutely right. We have had a cooling for the last 4 or 5 years. And the media is not going to tell you, because the media in the United States is controlled. And thank goodness for shortwave, satellite, internet, and the radio stations where we can buy time to get the truth out. God bless you, John. Thanks. Good point. Appreciate your call. And, of course, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help, help, and I know many of you are not. But if you're in a position to help, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can go to our website at radioliberty.com, and if you look on the home page, there's a donate button. You might want to press it and see what happens. Under any circumstances, we'd appreciate your support, because it's vitally important. We maintain our network of over 60 outlets every single week, where at least some truth is being heard. Now, of course, we hope if you need long-term food storage, or certainly the Berkey water filters, or some of the home health products we carry, like the vitamin D, vitamin D3, 5,000 units, and the antibiotic, which I take whenever I'm coming down with a flu bug or with a cold, and at least so far I've been able to keep right on going for, 15 years or more. Why, for that and so many other of the health products that we take, and I take a lot of things, but I'm 80 years old and doing pretty well, and I hope I'll be around for a few more years, because I want to see what's happening. We're living in the most exciting times of the world. So if you need the long-term food storage, and we get them through Ready Reserve at the same discount prices and wholesale prices as you can get them directly from Ready Reserve, or the Berkey products, or certainly the home health products, or the Miracle 2 products, which we do sell. And I'll tell you, we really like those. We wouldn't be without the gel. My wife uses it for just about everything. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we encourage people to get our talks, The Brotherhood of Darkness, The Forbidden Secret, and the Financial Armageddon, three talks which will give you an overview of what's going on today and begin to prepare you for the difficult times that lie ahead, understanding the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged. Now, there's a syllabus, there's a book that goes with the first talk, and the syllabus goes with the second two, but you need to have this information. We, of course, have a great new DVD by Pat Woods called The Trilateral Commission, and it goes into how they created the financial collapse. This whole thing is engineered by the very people who are now, of course, asking for the ability and the power to mediate it, but they don't intend to solve the problem. They want to destroy our country and impoverish our people so they can bring in their world government, because they're energized by very dark forces, which are not imaginary. And fortunately, the people on the other side have written it all out, and we will give you the source of reference where you can read what they say about how this program has been going on for 3,000 years, and demonstrated beautifully on the back of your dollar bill. That's what the emblem with the pyramid cap by the all-seeing eye of Lucifer is all about. Our number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring, and I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Chuck Kopecz. That's Chuck Kopecz, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the financial world today, because, believe me, this is going to affect every one of you in the listening audience, and most people are going to be wiped out and impoverished before this is over. Now, there are a few people, of course, who understand what's going on and have made their plans accordingly, but most people have been just living the good life and, you know, shop until you drop, and suddenly we can always, you know, sell something else. Things are going to get better, and the price of my home is going to keep going up. The good times are here forever, and unfortunately, that's not true. The price of your home is going to continue to drop. You may very well lose your job. We're going to see down the line in rising prices, which, of course, will certainly hurt the people. And eventually, of course, we're going to see a terrible damage to the value of our holdings and our insurance policies and our pensions. And we're in for difficult times. But, Charles, thank you so very much for being with us this evening.
And, Dr. Stan, great to be with you again.
Why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what your expertise is in the field.
Okay. Well, I've been in the financial services, precious metals industry for almost 20 years. And, of course, there's a growing uncertainty about our unprecedented fiscal liabilities. Recent estimate, I believe, was $99 trillion by the president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas. Our national debt, deficits, asset bubbles are collapsing in real estate, as we've seen in the past year, affecting capital markets. So that's been my background. And these distortions and imbalances need to be understood, so it's kind of frustrating sometimes to explain to new clients and friends. And so that's why I wrote my book back in 2007, and America's Financial Reckoning Day. And as you can see, the Reckoning Day is drawing near. So basically, that's what I've written, and most recently I've written a report, special report that I put out once a year, America's Financial Reckoning Day and a Geostrategic Outlook for the Future, which I'd like to discuss tonight because that covers a lot of events that's been going on in the past year.
Well, I think that we cannot understand what's going on unless we understand that we have a central bank. We call it the Federal Reserve as if it has something to do with the federal government, but it really doesn't. It is owned by the major banks. It was devised by the major banks, and it has been operated by the major banks. And, of course, they try to make the American people feel that Congress or the executive branch of government has something to do with our economy and whether the economy expands or contracts. And it's really all a lie. The Federal Reserve System, working in concert with the FDIC and the Treasury Department, I call them the Troika, they're all controlled by a little clique of people. They have a different agenda, and it certainly has nothing to do with the preservation of America or maintaining the living standards of the American people. But you pick up this story, Chuck.
Well, Dr. Stan, of course, your audience knows pretty well that for 95 years, since the Federal Reserve was enacted, it's been working behind the scenes and creating boom-bust cycles and malinvestment, and they never quite get the blame for it. We can see them coming up and actually trying to solve our problems. Congress wants to give them more power even. That's like giving the fox over the in-house. And I would basically say that our financial problems today is rooted in a money problem, or the nature of money, credit and circulation, and that has to do with how the Federal Reserve operates.
And I think the thing that the people don't understand is that money traditionally has had intrinsic value. Our money has no intrinsic value. And one of these days, it's going to go to its true value, which is nothing. And, of course, most people will be destroyed. Well, Chuck, you pick up the story there.
Yeah, I'm reminded of Voltaire. He said that paper money always returns to its intrinsic value, zero. Money should be a store of value, of course, which it's not. And, of course, constitutionally, Article 1, Section 10, Constitution says we should only coin gold or have gold and silver as currency. So basically our problems, there was a letter that Jefferson wrote to John Adams, and he said, all the perplexities, confusions, and distresses in America arise not from defects in the Constitution, he said, as much from downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. And to get to the root of our financial crisis today, you really have to go back to the Fed and its creation. It's the root cause. And it was created basically after the 1907 bank panic to be a lender of last resort. And of course, that's a key term they like to use, and also be the fiscal agent of the United States, which is really in violation of the Constitution, which only the Treasury Department should be our fiscal agent, not a private banking cartel, which was created by the money trust on Wall Street and the politicians. And, of course, you've had G. Edward Griffin on your program, who has written that wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which explains that. But it was Jefferson who wrote again, he said, if the American people ever were allow the banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation and deflation, the banks and corporations that grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent of their fathers. And that's pretty sad, because notice he says the corporations that grow up with them, and that's kind of what we're seeing today. Immediately after the Roaring Twenties was created by monetary policy of the Fed, which was followed by the Great Depression, which is a boom bust. And this is very similar to what we see today, which is being created. Franklin Roosevelt, it's important to know in the scheme of things that in 1933 they passed the Glass-Steagall Act, which was to separate commercial and investment activity in the banks, conflict of interest. And it was later in 1938 that he created Fannie Mae, which became a government-sponsored aid enterprise in 1968. And to understand a little history of where we've gotten into our financial crisis today, that's about the same year that mortgage-backed securities were introduced, which Fannie Mae was holding $5.5 trillion. In 1999, with the help of Phil Graham, the Glass-Steagall Act was repealed by the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act. And that's a little bit of history to understand that when that occurred, it basically repealed or separated the difference between investment banking and allowed...
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest this evening is Chuck Kopes, and we're talking about the background of the current banking system, and certainly it was in the 1930s when the Congress passed the Glass-Steagall Act, and of course this was to really separate investment banking from commercial banking, and it was to limit what the banks could do. They couldn't sell all sorts of financial instruments and insurance policies and stocks. They were to be involved in banking, and certainly there were stockbrokers were to do stocks, and insurance companies were to do insurance, but once, of course, you had the banks able to do everything, why, of course, they would not do anything well, and, of course, it would lead to excessive speculation, and then, of course, in 1999, thanks to Lawrence Summers, who is today one of the chief advisors President Obama, Lawrence Summers oversaw the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act with a Graham Leach, a Bliley bill, which effectively allowed the banks to do whatever they want to. These banks were lending $30, $40, $50, $60 for every dollar they held on deposit. In other words, they had $1 in deposit, and they're lending $60 out there. They're leveraging themselves and laying the foundation for the crisis that we have, and, of course, selling all sorts of derivatives and other types of insurance policies with no reserves. Would anybody in their right mind buy an insurance policy, a whole house insurance policy, from an insurance company that didn't have any reserves to pay off the cost of your home if it was destroyed? And that is exactly what was going on, but you pick up the story there, Charles.
Well, that's the dirty little secret of banking, that your deposit is actually an asset and a liability, which is how they treat your deposits. In other words, they went out and lent them to mortgage-backed securities and derivatives and so on up and down Wall Street, and they didn't have enough to cover. They were too over-leveraged in that regard. And, of course, that's what created the bank panic of 1907. But, the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act in 1999 pretty much cleared the way for what we have today with the financial crisis and meltdown. part of a provision of that was the for the concession to the Democrats was the Community Reinvestment Act of 1977, which they enforced. And of course, this was exploited by the Acorn workers, in which Obama was a civil rights attorney and organizer for them, to promote subprime lending. It's interesting, as we discuss the crisis, you know, you want to blame it on Wall Street and others, but actually kind of the Democrats really laid the groundwork for this happening. After 9/11 in 2001, Alan Greenspan intervened into the market, the free market, and he lowered interest rates from 6.5 down to 1% by 2003. And what has now become known as liar loans, were then sold off to the GSEs, Fannie Mae, and so on, and then they were bundled into these mortgage-backed securities, and of course with AAA ratings to the investment banks, like Bear Stearns, Goldman Sachs, and others. And then they were later sold to investors. Many of these went overseas. And so implicit in this whole, you know, trading of securities was moral hazard because everybody was passing on the risk. And so it ended up that there was a great big asset bubble in these. So the Fed intervened in 2004 and took the rates from 1% and started to go to 5.25%. Here again, the Fed intervention, not the free market acting here. And subprime loans during that period had increased by 300%. People were feeling pretty wealthy. That was called the wealth effect. And, you know, a recent book has been written by Thomas Woods, which you've mentioned before, Dr. Stan, Meltdown, which is a really good overview of this whole issue here. Because you said that the current crisis was not caused by the free market, but by government intervention in the market. And the Fed never, you know, like I said, never gets the blame for this. Well, it was in early 2007 that things were pretty much over with. And at that point, Moody's started downgrading assets. And the Fed created the term auction facility, loaning out $500 billion. Again, the Fed acting as the lender of last resort. And they, Bear Stearns was finally exposed to their market undercapitalization, and they went under. And, of course, the Fed quickly arranged for J.P. Morgan to come over and take over Bear Stearns. What was not reported in the news, and we now know, is they had a tremendous short position on the COMEX silver contracts. Had J.P. Morgan not covered those commitments, it's estimated that silver might have gone up as high as $50 to $100. So just part of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. I know you spoke to Bob Chapman about this, and in my industry that I'm in, we know that goes on. As the saga continued in the summer of 2008, we saw Fannie and Freddie Mac nationalized by the government. Part of the reason they had to do this was $5.5 trillion in securitized mortgages. Largely, a lot of these were held by foreigners. In other words, here we are trying to assure our foreigners that we're not going to default on these securities. And this is becoming a very delicate balance to try and keep doing this with them. And, of course, Merrill Lynch was acquired by Bank of America. That was pretty much by pressure, by Fed pressure again. We know what went on there. The collapse of Lehman Brothers was especially damaging because these are primary dealers with the Federal Reserve, and it caused the stock market to fall 500 points. Their money market fund also caused the primary reserve money market fund to collapse. That's only twice in history that a money market's failed. And so the government had to intervene quickly in this matter. It's interesting that once a company, whether it's AIG or Lehman or any, get downgraded by S&P and Moody's, immediately it leads to their stock dropping and, of course, a collapse. And that's the danger that the U.S. is facing. There was a closed-door meeting on September 18th in which the Congress was warned by the Fed and Treasury that a bank run was imminent on the money market funds in the U.S., which was a little over $5 trillion. There were foreigners withdrawing funds. And it was Representative Paul Kanjorski, a Democrat out of Pennsylvania, and he said it had it continued, it would have collapsed the economy of the world. It would have been the end of our political and economic system as we know it. This was later confirmed by Ben Bernanke on 60 Minutes. And so, you know, underneath the radar of the media, we never hear how threatening, how how vulnerable our financial system really is, systemic risk. So on October 3rd, the Congress rushed and passed the Emergency Stabilization Act. Of course, your listeners remember that Americans were protesting that, and they pretty much ran through. And that is where, the TARP money, the $700 billion, which we don't know exactly where this money is going to this day. It was also October 3rd that they raised the FDIC to $250,000. And FDIC is really not insurance. It never was. And it really encourages moral hazard. In other words, if the government's going to bail you out, you're too big to fail, then you've got, you know, you're covered. And it doesn't really lend itself to safe practices. For example, Panama doesn't even have a central bank. They've never had a central bank since 1905. They've never had a crisis. Their inflation rate is 1%. They don't operate as a lender of last resort. They've never had any troubles out of all the other Latin American countries. So it's an interesting modern example for us, because someone has said, you know, well, what would we do without the Federal Reserve and come help, you know, come to our aid? Well, we did it before 1913, and we could do it again. It was Representative James Bunning out of Kentucky, and he said that this was financial socialism, and it's basically what we've gotten. With the new administration, we're really going down this path quickly. And when in late 2008, just recounting the crisis as it unfolded, the FDIC, Washington Mutual, was downgraded, and immediately $20 billion was withdrawn in a bank run. They had assets of $307 billion. This is about 10 times larger than Continental Illinois Bank that had failed in 1984, just to give you some idea. The FDIC, we learned, conducted a secret auction, and they awarded the bid to J.P. Morgan Chase for just $1.9 billion. That's not bad when you can pick up $300 billion company for $1.9 billion. And the stockholders were left with nothing. And this has resulted in a big controversy and lawsuit over there.
And as well it should, and I think people have to understand that when you have government officials, they can favor one group over another. Now, Sheila Bair runs the FDIC, and of course, they can simply pick up banks. They can say, this bank is insolvent. We have determined this bank is insolvent, and we're going to give it to our friends. Oh, we're going to have some open bidding on it, but basically, they give it to their friends, and then they guarantee their friends. There's a program you can actually see. CBS 60 Minutes, where, of course, they interview one of the people who has just purchased a bank that has been seized by the FDIC. And the FDIC guarantees this bank 80% of the value of the assets there so that they really can't lose. I mean, it's one of these things that the bank that's purchasing wins, and, of course, if anything goes bad, the taxpayers lose. So why wouldn't they then help the local bank rather than the bank that they've chosen to buy up the bank that's supposed to be failed? Why? Because we're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth in all the history of mankind. And it is the favored banks, the friends of the people in government, who are going to get the goodies. And just as J.P. Morgan Chase then was given, was that Washington National, Washington Mutual, was that? Was that it, Charles?
Right, WaMu.
They got WaMu, and for a song, you know, why would you do something like that? Well, very simply, you want to help your friends, and that's the way the government works. I mean, certainly you're not going to get anything fair out of it. This is why our leaders feared the centralization of power, because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely everyone. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, Chuck, go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, WaMu, it's an interesting story because Morgan Chase had, J.P. Morgan Chase had tried to acquire...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
700 trillion and 1.25 quadrillion. We don't know how many there are out there, but there's an awful lot of them. There's just not that amount of money. That's probably 20 times the amount of money there is in the whole world, 30 times, 40 times the amount of money in the whole world. Pick up this story.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Stan. These are sold over the counter, so they're really hard they're illiquid securities held, and they're really hard to quantify. Senator Phil Graham was, again, instrumental in deregulating derivatives, but Bank of America is second with $38 trillion. Citigroup has $32 trillion. Goldman Sachs has $30 trillion. And the merger with Wells Fargo-Wachovia is $5 trillion. I believe that Wachovia was just downgraded.
I think that people have to understand that the gross domestic product of America, in other words, all the buying and selling, all the manufacturing, everything that goes on in America today is $14 trillion per year. $14 trillion, the entire gross domestic product of the United States. The gross domestic product of the entire world is about $50 to $60 trillion. And here are these banks with $38, $34 trillion. I mean, and you're on the hook for it, ladies and gentlemen. You out there in the listening audience are going to have to cover that because these banks are too big to fail. No, they're not too big to fail. They own the government. There's a little cabal that wants to destroy our nation. It's called the Trilateral Commission. Every president and or vice president of the United States between 1976 and the year 2008 was every president and or vice president of the United States during that era was a member of the Trilateral Commission, and 11 of those people control the Obama administration today and meet with the president almost on a daily basis to tell him what to do. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the reason you're not hearing this anyplace is because the media in America is controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and these are the people who control the media, who censor the news. Freedom of the press means when you own the media, you can censor anything you want to, and that's what they do. You better find out. Maybe I'm telling the truth. It's all on the Internet. You can check it on our website. And Chuck has an excellent, excellent report. I think you'll want to get that. But you go ahead, Chuck.
Well, thanks, Dr. Stan. And, of course, reminder that Pat Wood wrote the foreword to my book and a good friend of your network as well. And we'll get to my website here a little bit later because they can download my report from my website for free. They want to order it or order the book, they can also get a free report that way as well. You know, Warren Buffett spoke this week. He said the economy is in shambles. He referred to derivatives as weapons of mass destruction. You know, we can't imagine the kind of collateral damage that this could create if it unfolds. And it's very vulnerable. It took down long-term capital management. It took down Fannie Mae. It took down Barings Bank, one rogue trader. I bankrupted Orange County back some years ago, you remember. So it's really grown. We've seen an exponential growth because they were introduced in the middle, early 1970s. And now we've gotten to this point, you know, where there's almost 700 trillion. Well, right now, the FDIC says there's 252 banks in trouble. There's more banks failed this year than the 2 years previous combined.
Yeah, we just lost our 40th bank here in the last few days.
40th bank,
right,
yeah.
And so far this year.
Right, because there were like 22 or 25 last year. But, you know, Weiss Research, very good at this reporting on banks, and said there's more like 1,816 holding almost $5 trillion. Look at the exposure. You see, fractional reserve banking is essentially broke at all times, insolvent at all times. That's what Murray Rothbard used to say. I mean, because they have a fractional reserve limit, and they lend your money out. So it's a very vulnerable situation. In fact, I'm very concerned, my clients, that they have a low exposure to the banks, especially these big banks. But the potential for a bank holiday here on the horizon is growing. U.S. households now have about $14 trillion. They've lost $14 trillion of their wealth effect. And they're buried in consumer debt already, which about $3 trillion, or $23,000 per household. So our American people are very much imitating our government. 170 million credit card holders are also going in debt, just like our government. In fact, we have a negative savings rate right now.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Chuck Gomez right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Liberty, and of course our guest is Chuck Gomez and Gomez, and right now we've got Mario calling us from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Mario. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing fine. Are you listening to us on the Internet? How are you hearing us?
I'm listening on the radio.
Oh, that's right. Of course, we do have a station there in Flint this time of night. Go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I have a question. A while ago, you were speaking about the Community Reinvestment Act and the role that it played in the current economic crises.
Right.
Do you think that it would, how do you think it would play out if the banks who are lending the money to people who wouldn't normally be able to afford a mortgage but are receiving the money under the terms of the Community Reinvestment Act, I'm wondering how do you think the banks would be able to lend that money out if there wasn't a constant infusion of money into the banks themselves through the Federal Reserve, well, the sale from foreign money and through the fractional reserve system that you were speaking about. I think that the point I'm making in Thomas Wood's book that you brought up, he spoke on that very point, that the money that the banks were lending out under terms of the Community Reinvestment Act was money that they wouldn't normally have under the free market anyway.
What do you have any thoughts on that at all, Chuck?
Well, I'm not familiar with the provisions of the Community Reinvestment Act, except that it was promoted, it was endorsed by Jimmy Carter in 1977, and later enforced during the Clinton era, and of course part of the most recent legislation in 1999. And banks, I mean, traditionally you would have 10% down and a 30-year loan, fixed rate or whatever. The whole lending activity got very creative. There was a documentary on CNBC called House of Cards, and it showed how the whole thing was interconnected with and promoted. In fact, Wall Street even encouraged and wanted more of these loans, these liar loans, ninja loans, whatever, and so they could bundle them up and package them to foreigners. So Wall Street had a new securitized mortgage, and, you know, the rating agency.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and soon we have a guest. Our guest is Chuck Capez, and of course our caller, Mario from Flint, Michigan, asking about the Community Reinvestment Act and would this, what impact did this have and how did it work? The Community Reinvestment Act was originally passed in 1977. It basically said that basically people, you know, in minority groups who didn't have much money were being discriminated against and they weren't able to buy homes, and everybody should be able to buy homes. So I said the bank should start lending money to people who couldn't afford them. Well, the banks really didn't do much with that, but in 1999, they renewed this legislation saying, you know, banks should start lending money to people who couldn't afford them, and of course, they could be mediated maybe through the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. These were government-backed, and the government would stand behind them. Well, basically what happened is, as the banks, and certainly many of the companies and lending companies and Washington Mutual and McCovey and these others suddenly realized what a wonderful way to make money. We'll lend money to everybody, and we're not going to have to worry about it because, of course, down the price of homes is going up. So all we have to do is, well, if somebody can fog a mirror, can sign their name, we'll go ahead and give them a loan. And, of course, there was a wonderful article in the New York Times. It was written by a fellow named, I believe, Friedman wrote this. And basically, he talked about, you know, selling a man who made $14,000 a year a home that would cost $750,000, and he didn't have to put anything down. And this made a minimal payment for 3 or 4 years. And then at the end of 3 or 4 years, why, of course, you were going to have to make the legitimate payments on the home. And there would be no way that that could possibly occur. But what would happen was, of course, that this own loan would be issued and people would make money off of it. The people who appraised the property would make money. The people who sold the loan would make money. The people who actually took that loan and bundled it into a bond would make money. And then, of course, rating companies, Moody's and Standard & Poor, would guarantee the loan. The bond made up of about 100 different loans that were faulty, many of them faulty, that obviously were going to default in 4 years, but you didn't worry what was going to happen in 4 years. Now you could sell that on the world market as a legitimate bond that was going to give a legitimate return on funds. But the frosting on the cake for this whole thing was the insurance policy that that was issued by Goldman Sachs and by J.P. Morgan Chase, the biggest banks in the United States, an insurance policy that says you don't have anything to worry about. If this bond would default, why, we will pay you. We'll pay you the amount of money you gotten in interest, and then you'll get your money back at the end of the time. There's nothing to worry about. And banks all throughout the entire world bought these defective bonds. And, of course, they call them CDOs, collateralized debt obligations. But they did this with student loans, and they did this with furniture loans, and they did this with automobile loans, and all of these loans sold all over the world, and boy, it was just like the money train would never end. The trouble is, logic tells you that if you sell a home to a person who can't afford it and don't require a down payment, they've got nothing to lose 4 years later, because they've been getting a wonderful home with very little payment for a period of years. But 4 years down the line, whether it was the adjustable rate mortgages, whether they were the liar's loans, whether they were so-called the pick-and-pay loans, which meant you could either pick you were going to pay the mortgage sum or you're going to pay the interest. You didn't have to pay both. And every year, of course, the amount of money you owed increased. Why, people were moving into homes they couldn't afford, and the good times were rolling, and the price of homes was going up year after year after year, and some people were actually rolling their homes and making a lot of money. But then came the day of reckoning, and of course we all know what happened. So Mario, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
God bless you, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Chuck, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, Chuck, I want you to get your website out, your telephone number, and tell people how they can get in touch with you and get a copy of that excellent report that you wrote.
Yeah, 20-page report, and it's right on my start page, my homepage. It's chuckcoppes.com, C-O-P-P-E-S. And if you'd like to order my book.
Now, that's Chuck Coppes, www.chuck, yes. C-H-U-C-K-C-O-P-P-E-S, chuckcoppes.com, and go right ahead.
And, of course, if they want to order the book, they'll get a free copy of the report and a CD and so on. That's 1-208-712-0170. That's 208-712-0170. That's Pacific Standard Time. And they get a signed copy of the book and so on, free report. So, but they can download it right now. If they go to the bottom of my homepage, there is a graphic online version of the report, Geostrategic Outlook for the Future, so you can check that out. Whole story's in there. The mortgage-backed securities were built on the model that they would always return 8% a year on average. So Moody just stamped AAA on them and said, that sounds good to me. And when the Community Reinvestment Act was actually, Acorn would go into some of the banks and actually protest right in the lobby. So they were really kind of shaking them down. And it caused a lot of banks like Countrywide and New Century Financial, second largest subprime mortgage lender, went bankrupt. 7,000 employees were let go. They were having to take out credit default swaps with the hedge funds. And this is a large part what took down AIG as an insurance underwriter. It had too many CDS contracts because of the loose lending practices that were spread everywhere. So this is, and it wasn't done just so much in the U.S. I mean, we know that in Europe a lot of this was going on too, but it was ground zero here. And, of course, Freddie Mac was, there was moral hazard implicit with that. Even Barney Franks, I think he was dating or in love with one of the managers over there. So, I mean, it's all just this sordid story of, you know, money and politics and looking the other way and so on. But in California, you're having real problems there because 41% of all foreclosures are in California and Florida. And as bad as subprime mortgages were, the Alt-A and option arms are starting to reset right now as of this month and to go out into the year 2011. And this, if you see a chart, they actually are higher than the subprime asset bubble that was created. And so this is a problem there. And when you think about are attracting foreigners to buy our treasury debt each month, we have to raise the yield on the 30-year bond, and that resets these mortgages. It's like you're killing any kind of green shoots or recovery that you expected to have. I mean, consumer spending has dropped from 70% down to, I saw a chart that was just nothing in the fourth quarter of 2008. The state budgets now are getting crushed. 45 states are facing a deficit of $145 billion, which is pretty big.
Well, because right here in California, we're in real trouble. Let's go to Eric, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Eric. How are you doing?
Oh, good evening, Doctor. I just wanted to call. This is the third time I've called in over the last few years, and just keep kind of reporting to you. And we always sat back very conservatively telling her, I think it's bad advice. We need to stop people from doing this. And just as a final comment, I found out today that she is now moving into her garage so she can rent out her very nice master bedroom in her house. She started renting out rooms as it got worse and worse for her because you can't sell any real estate. And she's got this big house with a big loan, and it's a beautiful house right by the ocean, but she is now moving into the garage because she can rent the master bedroom for so much cash.
What a tragedy. Is this your mother?
This is my mother.
Oh,
and,
my God.
After 30 years in the real estate industry, she's now moving into her garage.
Well, I mean, I feel so sorry for her, but we're going to see a lot of people having to make dramatic changes in their home and their lives, and anyway, of course, just continue loving her and try to explain to her what's going on next time she's going to listen to her son.
Well, we hope so, but she likes to tell me not to beat her up, so we'll just see what happens.
You just keep loving her and don't rub it in. God bless. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. And what do you think of Eric's story there, Charles? Chuck?
Well, I've been warning people for 5-6 years not to get into real estate. You can buy it later, 50 cents on the dollar. Get into gold and silver, hedge out of the U.S. dollar, reverse index funds, the energy sector, grains. I can help clients with pure gold, bullion, and silver. They go to my webpage, chuckcoppus.com. There is a link to IDP Consulting Group, my business, and I'd be glad to talk to them if they'd like to talk about that. You can thank the Federal Reserve for that, too, by the way. Their secret FOMC meetings and manipulating the economy and intervening like this has created all this collateral damage across the land. One of the big stories that's developing right now, Dr. Stan, in your state, is that on May 29th, Fitch was threatening a downgrade of state bonds over there. This was followed just a couple weeks ago by Standard & Poor's, and now June 19th, Moody is threatening a multi-notch downgrade of California assets. Martin Weiss says once downgraded, these bonds fall below the minimum level legally required for most money market funds, and that will force the money markets to dump California paper post-haste. This is a situation. California has 38 million people. It has a GDP of $1.8 trillion. That's the 8th or 10th largest economy in the world out of 200 nations. When you think about that, that's larger than Russia. That's larger than, or as large as Mexico. It's 1/4 the size of China's GDP. If California goes down, these bonds go down, and it's imminent, this default could lead to the entire municipal bond complex, which is downgraded by Moody's for the first time in history, $2.6 trillion negative rating for the entire municipal bond complex. Jefferson County, Alabama, I think, is defaulting right now. This is a huge problem, and it is one in which could have a contagion effect. I expect that this could probably happen within the next month or so. We could start to see that wheels coming off.
Yep. And it's amazing what they're trying to do in Sacramento. The Democrats refuse to start cutting back on services, so what they're going to do is they want to borrow money. They want to borrow, get the people to pay next year's income tax this year. They want to change the date when they pay people from the 30th of June to the 1st of July. That way, of course, that they can save money by putting it off for a day. None of this, all of this is smoke and mirrors. They do not want to face the reality that the state of California is bankrupt. It's morally bankrupt. It is economically bankrupt. And I will say, Arnold is not my favorite individual because he's betrayed his principles, but now at least he's saying, I'm not going to sign anything that has increased taxes on it, and you're going to have to start cutting, and the Democrats, oh my goodness, and they got thousands of little old ladies, you know, in wheelchairs and people with canes and with walkers, you know, demonstrating in the halls there of the Capitol building in Sacramento, demanding more money. But this is always what happens in a democratic society. Everybody wants more money for themselves. And people are saying, we're Americans. You don't have the right to take away our, we have a right to money. You owe it to us. And ladies and gentlemen, in a free society, nobody owes you anything. And we're going to see more demonstrations, and we're going to see every group of people demanding more and more and more. And of course, as James Madison had said so well in the 10th of the Federalist Papers, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are air incompatible with personal security and the rights of private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And that, of course, we're reminded of what Thomas Jefferson, who said, you know, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty, but can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. And I believe we're going to see God's judgment on California and our nation in the weeks and months that lie ahead. We're in for some terrible, terrible times. And if you're out there in the listening audience, heed what Chuck is saying. And our guest has been Chuck Koppus. Once again, his number is 208-712-0170. That's 208-712-0170. A fascinating 20-page report, well worthwhile reading. It really consolidates very well what's going on. Chuck, hang on. We got 3 minutes. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Go right ahead, Chuck.
Well, Dr. Stan, thanks.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a 1-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, that's the question, because if you don't understand the why for it, oh, the people just make mistakes, we need a gold-backed currency, the Fed's responsible, everybody can point out the villain. People do not understand the powerful spirits or forces at work, and the secret societies and covert and semi-secret societies that are working within our society. That's why you need to get my talk, certainly on the Brotherhood of Darkness. And you, or get the book, and if you can't afford the book, not that expensive, but go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to videos, and then scroll down, and you can watch the video there for 2 hours. On the screen, the book has the advantage, of course, it gives you all the sources of reference, so you can be sure I'm telling you the truth. And then, of course, the second talk in the series is The Forbidden Secret. There's a syllabus that goes with that. And there really is a secret. It has been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies and the mystery religions, and we will tell you that secret. And then, of course, the third talk in the series would be the financial Armageddon, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. And it's a talk we just recently gave a couple of times, got a PowerPoint presentation. It will give you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. About who and what and why and where and what you must do to protect yourself at this time in history. And I think Chuck is absolutely right. Get out of debt, get into the solid things that are related to gold and silver, and prepare for very difficult times. But understand that the only thing that's going to get you through this is not your gold and not your silver. But it's a relationship with our Lord, because we're involved in a spiritual battle that is being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So I thought I'd just end on one thought. It's something that Winston Churchill said. Still, if you will not fight from the right, well, you can easily win without bloodshed. If you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all odds against you and only a perilous chance of survival. Or there may be a worse case. There may come a time when you will have to fight when there is no hope for victory, for it would be better to perish than to live as a slave. Well, I will tell you quite honestly, having been out this battle for 47 years, and I heard that quotation almost 47 years ago, December of this year, 47 years ago, from G. Edward Griffin, who wrote the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, and I've remembered it ever since then. But we are involved in a battle, and there's really only a perilous chance for survival. But our battle is with ideas and books and pamphlets and with the Sydney 4 CD and 4 tape sets. And you have my permission to copy anything that I have produced as long as you don't make a profit from it, and help us get the information out. Your job is to get other people listening to our program to understand the spiritual forces that are at work. You may very well want to get Billy Crone's excellent series on The Final Countdown, available in DVD and 2 5 DVD sets, part 1 and part 2, or on CD. We have the first one. It's called Countdown to Armageddon. It's 5 DVDs, but you'll have the scriptures. You'll have, with the DVDs, of course, you'll actually see all sorts of great videos which demonstrate vividly exactly what we're talking about. He's done a great job, and we're privileged to have Pastor Crone with us. In fact, he's going to be on, I think, later this week. But understand what's going on, and then, of course, we remind you of our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty. for our provision and our protection and so on until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.